Well, I'm going to tell you about a holiday that you may not even know exists. The holiday is called Yule, but it's astronomical. It's solstice, and solstice happens twice a year in June 21st, and again December 21st about. Our family chose about a decade ago to celebrate Yule. We did so because I am a very devout Buddhist Episcopagan, and I am. And I wanted a holiday that was meaningful to our family and connected us to the past and to the seasons. And my family is traditional and Christian. And they were very concerned that I would be missing some important elements. And I said, no, we've talked about this. We'll have Santa, we'll have a tree, we'll have cookies, oh, and we'll have a creche. So we hit all the major points. On our creche, of course, contained the Sun King, not the Sun King. But everyone just ignored that, and the house looked the same, so it was fine. And we gather boughs of holly, and we deck our halls. We fill our house with evergreen and bittersweet and cinnamon and close-scented oranges, candles and fire. And it's beautiful, and it's incredibly seasonal in that we take the best that the season has to offer. The Yule I'm going to discuss tonight is Yule 2007, which was not our normal Yule. I am a Buddhist. I'm also a military wife. The time I was married to a captain, well, he's now a captain, at the time he was an officer in military intel. He was deployed to Baghdad, Iraq. It was our first deployment. You can imagine, as a Buddhist, I wasn't terribly good at being a military wife. Few little points of order. So I was left alone with our sons, who at the time were 5 and 11, to prepare Yule. But of course, I wasn't alone. Our whole group of friends filled our home. We baked cookies. We sent care packages to the soldiers. And we filled our home, as we always have, with fresh-cut balsam and evergreen. We had a huge tree that we decorated. And my husband was left with the task of explaining to Army Brass that he would have to take his holiday call almost a week early for a holiday called Yule, which isn't on their calendar, and would not be using their video conferencing items because we're pagan. I can only imagine how well that went over. So the boys went to bed late that night because, you see, solstice, astronomically, is 23 degrees 27 minutes. It means the earth is tilted. The day is the shortest, the night is the longest. Our feast is that night. Santa comes. And the next day, we have a traditional opening of presents. This year, the boys went to bed very excited because they were going to see Daddy the next morning. The next morning comes, and the five-year-old rushes downstairs. The tree's lit. The house smells verdant and crisp and green. And Daddy's not home. Even the 11-year-old thought somehow Daddy would be home because Daddy had never been gone for Yule. So after that was explained, not happily, we put up the computer screen and got the video conference going. My husband was sitting in his bunker surrounded by concrete walls. And the prayer flags at our house were wrapped in Christmas lights and fluttering on the porch. And there's a delay. It's one of the things they don't tell you when you're a military spouse, is that there's a delay in video conferencing. So the little one would hold up a box and begin to tear it open. And by the time Daddy could say, "Let me see your toy," he'd be on to the next one. and that moment would be suspended between us and Iraq. And then the next present would come open. And this went on, the boys alternately screaming that they had gotten the Lego they wanted or that Harry Potter's wand had come. And my husband sat there staring at a monitor screen, watching Yul and his sons, and saying over and over, "I love you, happy Yul." And we could watch him say it, but it took a second, just a second, to hear it. So each time he said it, it was a reminder of how many thousands, thousands of miles away he was. And then it was his turn. And he opened our box and ate some cookies in front of the boys and opened a baggie that we had sent him full of pine needles and cinnamon sticks and cloves so he could smell home. And I watched this soldier, this warrior, smell this bag, and the tears were running down his face as his children said, "We love you, Daddy. Happy Yule." And he watched them say it, but had to wait to hear it. And the tears had spotted the front of his uniform. And we stared at each other, and he mouthed those words again. And like so many millennium of women, I waited to hear them. And I realized that this indeed was the shortest day, because without him, our day was basically over. And instead, his night had only begun in Iraq, in Baghdad, because of the time difference. He was moving into what truly must have been one of the longest nights. Happy Yule, Kevin.
Liz Smith, ladies and gentlemen.